Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Michael Marsalek here at Studio B at Montana Public Radio. It's another Live from Studio B session. I've got three musicians with me here in studio today. They'll be presenting a performance tomorrow night as part of the Faculty and Guest Artist Series concerts at the University of Montana. They're all faculty members at the University of Montana Music School. Margaret Nichols Baldridge is here, violinist Zach Cooper, horn, and Christopher Hahn at the keyboard, performing some music in advance of the recital tomorrow night. We'll hear some music of Mozart and Brahms. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Well, maybe I'll start with you, Chris. The music department has a long time tradition of presenting the faculty and staff, of course, but guest artists, other people coming through in various incarnations of recitals. And I'm just always fascinated. I know Dr. Ledbetter had a wonderful collaboration last fall again, and and you do that regularly at the university, right?
Yeah, it's one of the great highlights of what we get to do. You know, the teaching is great, but through the performing, we learn better how to teach, and it's just great. We have our relatively new now horn professor, horn in theory, here with Zach Cooper, so it's a real joy to have. We've had Roger Logan for 12, 13 years, Margaret? How long did he teach here? Drove over from Spokane every week on Mondays to teach. You know, just amazing. So great guy, plays with Spokane Symphony. But we had the opportunity to hire a full-time line, and we were fortunate to get Zach. And he asked if he wanted to do these pieces, and we jumped at the chance. And it's fun to have a full-time horn faculty member now, because we can do this great rep. Before with Roger, it was difficult to schedule rehearsals when you only had him one day a week.
Well, and talk. Can you say something about the first piece? You'll be doing some music from Mozart from the horn quintet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zach, you might know more about this in terms of its sort of genesis or whatever.
Well, as horn players, we're very lucky that Mozart had a close friend in Josef Leutgeb, really close friend with the Mozart family. I think he was born in the 1730s, but not only was he a world-famous and world-class hornist of the time, of natural horn, of course, then, but he was also a cheesemonger, and the money he to start his business was given to him by Leopold Mozart. So he developed quite a relationship with the Mozart family, and even with the Mozart, Wolfgang Mozart, they had such a relationship that the margins of the manuscript are full of insults and jokes at Leutgeb's expense for his memory and his mannerisms. But he was such a wonderful hornist that we came away from it with four beautiful concerti and multiple other pieces, including this quintet.
And this was originally written for string quartet.
This was originally written for string quartet, but it's not your typical string quartet because it's a violin, two violas, and cello. Mm. And one of the interesting things about this arrangement is that that arrangement allows for a lot of mellow mid-range sound, but you still have the bright sound of the violin. So when you take it to this arrangement, it's really easy to still hear the independent violin part and how the horn part now fits in with more of the mid-range piano timbre rather than...
I have to ask, is a cheesemonger kind of like the fishmongers? Is that a bunch of guys throwing cheese at each other down in the market? I don't
know. Well, and so tell us the first the movement we'll hear from this piece. This is music of Mozart, live from Studio B here at Montana Public Radio. Margaret Nichols Baldridge, violin, Zach Cooper, horn, and Christopher Hahn at the keyboard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music of Mozart here on Montana Public Radio, live from Studio B. That was the first movement of the Mozart Trio for violin, horn, and piano in E-flat major, K307, performed by us, for us today by Margaret Nichols Baldridge, violin Zach Cooper, horn, and Christopher Hahn at the keyboard. They'll be performing tomorrow night, music recital hall performance as part of the faculty and guest artist series. The concert is at 7:30. Again, at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana, Missoula campus, tomorrow night, Tuesday, February 7th. So wonderful to hear you play, and thanks for coming to join us. Some music of Brahms coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Say something about how common it was for horn repertoire in these periods, Brahms and Mozart's time. I know that you don't get to hear these pieces as often, certainly.
Well, certainly... horn was a different animal back then because there were no valves. Both of these pieces are kind of tied together because they were both for the vault horn, the natural horn, which really comes to why we have a misnomer of the French horn. A lot of horn players sound very full of ourselves sometimes. They're so adamant about not saying French horn. But it is a tradition that comes from the French hunting horn. In fact, Brahms would have played the French hunting horn growing up and had some hunting horn that he was familiar with. In fact, they say that some of the music derived out of this trio is from him specifically invoking thinking of the hunting horn. So it certainly has a lot to do with our repertoire and our traditions on the instrument.
Mm-hmm. And can you say something more about what's coming up? I know that at the university there is all sorts of things happening. I'm already in discussions with David Edmonds and the choral department about bringing actually the university chorale in for a live session or two. We have some other piano things coming up. Mm-hmm. I know things are very busy at the university, and the music department often has things that are open to the public and regular concert series, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Stephen Hesla has his solo piano recital this Sunday at 3:00. David Cody and I will do a recital next Friday night. So that'll be something to look forward to. We have a guest clarinetist, I think, in town tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, sorry. So it's constant, you know. I think the best thing to do is just get online and, you know, either through Grizztix or through the School of Music website and just see what we've got going on, because it's never a dull moment. We just had our big fusion event on Friday night, which is a real blast, real School of Music-wide celebration, I would say. So it's fun, but again, it can be challenging to figure out how to teach, you know, mass quantities of students, and then also make the time to do this. But we've really enjoyed making the time to do this. It's not a chore by any means. It's really a lot of fun, and it's Zach's recital tomorrow night. But I think we all take pride in our portion of that, it's all of our recital, I guess. Zach and friends.
Zach and friends tomorrow night.
That's
yes, 7:30 at Music Recital Hall. Well, and you have commented on that, but perhaps if Zach or Margaret, if you'd like to say something too, I know that you do many things musically. You have other ensembles that you play with. You have duos and trios and things that you do in your life musically. But you're also teaching full time. So there is that juggling of all of the things that you love to do. But I imagine it must be a really valuable and important part of your musical life to create opportunities to do things like this, right?
Well, I think that's very true. And it's also good for our students to see that we have performing careers, you know, not careers that we're out there concertizing constantly, but that we can play our instruments at a very high level. And also just that we are collaborative faculty, you know, that we really like each other enough to want to collaborate musically together. And I think that shows in the quality of the music and, you know, it shows our students that it's important to play with other kinds of instruments. You learn so much from playing with unlike instruments, and then you also learn a lot from playing with your own kind of instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that anytime anybody asks me to play this Brahms horn trio, I'm just, yes, I'll play it. I'll play
it's
it.
Your like fifth time or something.
Yeah,
isn't it? Different
yeah,
group
with different
over
people.
The years.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. I mean, he's not friendly. I mean, he's writing in like 6 flats, 7 flats, 6 sharps. I mean, I don't know what he had against either the horn. I don't know if it helps the hornist in any way. We've talked about this.
It's definitely not a string playing key signature piece.
It's it's amazing. It's amazingly, and I've talked to other people, and they're like, oh, the horn trio, you know, pianists, are, oh yeah, the horn trio. It's got its reputation for sure. It's been fun. It's a knuckle buster, but it's been a lot of fun. This piece was actually written on the death of his mother. 1865, is that right?
1865, yes.
And Christiane, I believe her name was. And we're not going to play the third movement, but the third movement is just sort of just full of pathos. It just opens with this sort of, it's again, six flats, E flat minor. Rest of the ensemble comes in. I mean, that's just full of brooding and
a heartbeat.
The heartbeat. Margaret likes that offbeat heart. The offbeat sounds like a heartbeat. Yeah. Just adagio mesto. Brahms uses the word mesto frequently. It means mournful, sad, mournful. He likes to use that word.
Well, if you want to hear the entire piece, you can come to the recital tomorrow night. It's at 7:30 at the Music Recital Hall on the UM Missoula campus. And what are you going to play two movements for us now?
Yeah, we'll do the Andante, the first movement, and the Scherzo, the second movement.
Great. Yeah. Music of Brahms here live from Studio B at Montana Public Radio. Violinist Margaret Nicholas Baldrige, Zach Cooper horn, and Christopher at the keyboard. I'm Michael Marsalek. Thanks for joining us. This is a live from Studio B session here at Montana Public Radio. Thank you. Music of Johannes Brahms here at Montana Public Radio live from Studio B. The first and second movements from the Brahms Trio for horn, piano, and violin performed live for us. That was Margaret Nichols Baldridge, violin, Zach Cooper, horn, and Christopher Hahn at the keyboard here at Studio B. So wonderful to hear you play. Thank you for coming by and joining us today.
It's a blast, always.
It sounds really such a wonderful dynamic piece. And then you played a little bit, you teased us with a little bit of the third movement, which comes next, yes. And so the recital is tomorrow night. You'll be playing these pieces in their entirety, I assume. And it's 7:30 at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. Say something just about what it takes to pull together musicians like you are at this level. You're all very fine musicians, but you must get together and circulate music and then rehearse a bit before you put together a recital, yes?
I think, like Chris said earlier, Margaret's done the piece 4 or 5 times, and I've played it a couple times before, but I think especially with the music of Brahms and a work of this magnitude, it just, when we first sat down to read it, it takes time to grow together as a new ensemble, maybe, and there'll be things that we change every time we play it, but it's got to breathe and have this ebb and flow, and it's really nice to work together towards that ideal. I don't know if we've performed it once when we've run it through the same way.
No.
Well, and it's fun, too, because I've played with Margaret for years now, but Zach's new. And this repertoire is new because of our previous reason with not, you know, having a hornist here. As a pianist, it's always sort of coming at it from different perspectives. If it's a cello, violin, piano trio, then the pianist has different roles with left hand and right hand and inner voices. And this has really been interesting to be like, what the heck are... what role does the horn serve, and what roles therefore and as a result of do my parts play? And so it's interesting to hear that, and it's great that Zach's played. I doff my cap to both my colleagues. It's really been fun getting to know this piece with two people who know it and know it well. So I thank you for the rehearsals of getting to know it. You know, it's just tricky. It's interesting. You know, I don't know what the number is, the math. It's like for every hour you're on stage, you're probably in a practice room for, I don't even know, 10,
a lot.
15, 30 yeah, hours. But it's fun. That's the joy of it. And so I thank you guys for giving me the chance to learn some new stuff.
Well, it's been just wonderful having you here. I want to mention many of our live sessions are archived on our website. There's more information there. You can go anytime to mtpr.org. Our live session today was engineered by Saxon Holbrook. Thank you, Saxon. Our guests today were Margaret Nichols Baldridge, violin, Zach Cooper, horn, and Christopher Hahn, and the recital is once again tomorrow evening, Tuesday, February 7th, at the Music Recital Hall on the University of Montana campus. It's a 7:30 performance. Thanks again so much for coming and joining us and playing live from Studio B.
Our pleasure.
I'm Michael Marsalek. You've been listening to a Live from Studio B session. Thanks so much for listening.